Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I speak with Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Emma Scahill as we talk about upcoming chamber events.
I appreciate you taking time out with me today. Last time we spoke was at the annual gathering and the I Choose Knoxville campaign just came out. How has that been going so far?
Yeah, it's been going really well so far. We are about to launch our first video, which we are very excited about, and since then, we've actually been able to partner with a local realtor, too, who's going to help share some stories about Knoxville. So we're excited to work with Hannah Vanderveer on that, and she's going to be posting some different stories on our Instagram page once a month, telling different things that people should know about Knoxville. So it's off. The campaign is off in full gear, and we are excited about it.
Well, definitely it's exciting. An event coming up that you have, Knoxville in Action. Talk about that.
Yeah, so April is actually National Volunteer Month, which made us think there's a lot of local organizations in town that are looking for volunteers or for people to get more involved. So we wanted to partner with them and help them connect with members of the community a little more. So we are hosting Knoxville in Action, which is a volunteer event that is geared towards community members making connections with these local organizations. So it will be at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum on Wednesday, April 27th, and it will run from 4 to 7 p.m. So we're still looking for organizations who are wanting to get involved. So if you're with a local organization and would like to participate in Knoxville in Action, send an email to me. My email address is director@knoxvilleiachamber.com, and we can get you signed up for the event.
And then for the public too, if anyone's interested in this, do they just show up, or is there anything that they need to do prior to this?
Yeah, the public can just plan on showing up. It's a come and go as you please type event. So if you're not able to get there right at 4 o'clock, that's okay. We will have people there until 7 p.m. that evening. So drop in and just be prepared to learn a little bit more about the organizations here in Knoxville. And then if there's any that you feel like you really connect with and you want to get more involved with, the organizations will have sign-up sheets where you can leave your name and your contact information. So that way, if different opportunities come up, they'll let you know about ways you can get involved through them.
Any other events you have coming up?
That's our big event for right now. Another thing that we do want to put on people's radar is it's time to start thinking about nationals already. So I know that it's already early April, and it might seem a little early to think about that, but we have people calling our office here every day who are already looking for housing to stay at during nationals because hotels are already booked up and campgrounds are very close to being full. So people are looking for different places to stay, whether if it's to park an RV or a camper, or if they're just looking for a room or a finished basement, somewhere to stay for the week of nationals. If you are interested in hosting some race fans at your home, please reach out to our office and let us know, because we would love to get you signed up through the housing program and to help people stay here in Knoxville during the nationals.
All right, well, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks to Emma Scahill for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knaakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.